We are on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, starting the Gemara. Ba'ola minola. How do we know that Ola is also Bano? The Sanya. Areilim lo yeyochel. Ainli Ela isar achile. Hano minayin shlo yehene mimenu. Velo yitzba boi. Velo yadlik boi asaneer. Tamalayma va'araltem olosoi narabis eskulom. And the Gemara says in Psachim, areilam also, it says three times aloshon olo, narabis eskulom. Minalon sha'asuve ba'no, zekterashi, minayim shlo yehene mimenu, kigoyin shlo yitztaba boi, bepeiri aroi litztaba boi, you can't use it for a dye. Kigoin klipe agoizem v'shayma l'peiri osa kepeiri l'yadlik boyas haner kigoin min ha-shemen. So Rashi learns that it is not, I'm not learning out three things, this is a pirish, because Rashi says minayin shel yehena mimenu kigoin shelo yitztabe boy. So that means it's not a third hano minayish lehene mimeno v'loy yitzba boy. It's not a second thing. It's a pirish lehene mimeno sheloy yitzba boy shleyadlik bayas haneya. That is how Rashi learns. Let us see Taisvitz. Taisvitz Zichah didn't learn like this. Minayim sheloy yitzba boy. Av al gab dam rinen lo yehene. So if you said you not have hano, so automatically Tzviye and Hadlaka will be also, because this is deriving Hano from Ola. It's the Chlashminen Shalay Yitzba. The Salke Daitach Deshori. I would think that it's Mutter. Mishum de Chazuse Lav Milsi. I would think that the whole Hano that he's deriving is only a Hano that, that he's having a noah, it's a chazusa lav milsi. The hanoah is only the color. That means the beged, let's say he colored a beged. So I would think that this is not considered a true hanoah, because the beged is a beged, if it's dyed, if it's not dyed. So it's kamash malon that this is called a hanoah that's also minatay. Ve'itzterech lashminen shelo yadlik. Now, I need another riboy, this three times areilim, to tell us shalayadlik. The salke daitach de shari, I would think that hadloke is mutter by shemen shel olo, mishum de mechala oisoi, because he's destroying the shemen bishas hadloke. Kamash melon de osar becholinyan, and this is called derech hanav shleike derech hanosay shari. Now, to understand what Taisvis is saying, I would have a havamine that hadloke is mutar b'shemen shalala mishum de mechala isay. Taisvis and Psochim is, and the Reish Yosef and Taisvis elaborates a little. We should appreciate better what Taisvis is saying. There's a whole sugya in Psochem that you say, Yesh Shvach Eitzim Bepas, Ein Shvach Eitzim Bepas, which means as follows. There it's speaking about, you have Atzei Issa, Eitzim which are also Bano, and I bake a bread on these Eitzim. The Shaila is, do I answer the bread because the bread is the creation of the bread? The bread is made through the afiyah of this Atzei Issa. Now, let's just give one shtickel akdome. There's a tremendous difference between Isurei Achila and Isurei Ano. Isurei Achila, you're not permitted to eat something that's also Achila, that's it. Isurei Ano, there's a svara to say, let's say I'll have a sewing machine that's also Bano, and I'll go and sew a suit. I'll put together a suit with the sewing machine. So by wearing the suit, by using the suit, it's called I'm deriving hanah from the sewing machine. She's not allowed to use the suit. This is called, I'm having hano from a dovo shalisa by wearing the suit. Since the suit came about through an osadika sewing machine. Now, there's a whole sugya in Psochem, if a bread was baked through atzei isa, is the bread osa? Am I allowed to eat the bread? I'm not allowed to eat the bread. Yesh shvach eitzim bepas, ain't shvach eitzim bepas, a whole sugya. And Taisus is mavaya, what are the tzdodei hashayla? So Taisus says, Taisus explains as follows. We have a klal, kol hanisrofin afron muta. There certainly surei anod is a mitzvah sreife, and if it was nasis mitzvoson, if the mitzvah was done and it was burnt, so the eifer, the ashes, are mutar afilu midarabonon, and the coals are mutar minatoyre. That means is a mitzvah. Let's say you have eitzim shel iser, you have chometz. There's a mitzvah to burn it. If you burn it, it becomes a coal, so the coal is mutar bahano minatoyre. Midarabonon, they said you have to wait till it becomes ashes. But al koponim, we have this concept by Yisurei Hano that Amina Nisrofim, that the coals are mutter. So now the Gemara is clearing a very interesting shaila. When you're baking a bread with Atzei Issa, where is the fire coming from? Is the fire coming from the Eitzim, or is the fire coming from the Gacheles? We have a procedure, that's for sure. When you have a fire, it becomes a gacheles. But the fire that I have, is it coming from Eitzim? That means the fire originates when it still has a Teiras Eitz. So it's considered that I'm deriving benefit from Eitz. I'm deriving benefit from Atzei Issa. So then the pas would be also. Yesh shvach Eitzim bepas. That the pas was baked through Atzei Issa. So I'm not allowed to eat the pas. The man, the Omar, that holds Ein Shvach Eitzim Bepas, so Taisvah says, he holds that the fire, the heat, comes from the Mashu HaNisraf, from the Chelik of the Eitz that already became a coal. So I'm not deriving benefit from Atzei Issa. I'm deriving benefit from a Gachelus, which is Mutter. That is Asugye in Psochim, Yei Shvach Eitzim Bepas, Ein Shvach Eitzim Bepas. Now, we have here a posik that one is not permitted to take shemin shel ola and to be madlik es haner. That's the posik of it. You're not allowed to take shemin shel ola and be madlik es haner. So what is the chiddush? Taisus about it. What is the chiddush? So Taisus says the chiddush is the salke daitach de shori. Mishum de mechala oisai. I would think that hadlake is mutter. Mishum de mechala oisai because he's destroying the shemen. So Taisus and Psochem is a little bit more clearer. From Taisus and Psochem, it would seem, I would think it's mutter if you hold ein shvach eitzim bepas. So I would think it is mutter because the flame is coming from the Mashu HaNisraf. If you hold, and from the Rosh Yosef it seems like this, if you hold Yeshvach Eitzim Bepas, this is the Mekoyer, this is the Posik. The Posik is telling us I have an extra Posik, you're not allowed to use Shemen Shel Olo, Lahadlik Boyes Aner. Why not? Is Muchach from this Posik, Yeshvach Eitzim Bepas, that the Eish is coming from the Issa, from the Be'en. So that is why I need a posik, and that is what the posik is telling us. If I hold ein shvach eitzim bepas, so then Taisus says, so then it's bitter, so what is the posik telling us? Why am I not permitted to be madlik es haner? It's like it coming from the Mashu HaNisraf. So Taisus says, shemen is different. Shemen is different than eitzim. So, not knowing too much, so we'll say that there's a chilik between Eitzim that burn and Shemen that burns. So that's how we would say the chilik. The Chazaynishim Psochem Muchetzech, he doesn't see there should be any chilik in the physical oifen between Eitzim and Shemen. If Eitzim come from the Mashu HaNisraf, Shemen also comes from the Mashu and Nisrof. There's a Moiridike Toysus Rabbeinu Peretz in Psochem that says something very interesting. We also have to understand how it works, but this is what the Rabbeinu Peretz says in Psochem Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. The Rabbeinu Peretz says Shemen is different, but he elaborates, he explains, he says a Moiridike Zach. He says that when you have a ner that's being doilik from Shemen, there are two halakim which are contributing to the hadlokis haner. There's one chalik that the wick is sucking up the shemen, and that's burning. That is to the shayla yeshvach eitzim, ein shvach eitzim. But then there's the ribuy hashemen shebener, which contributes to the illumination of the ner, the shemen that is not burning. The ribuy hashemen is contributing to the illumination of the ner, and that is why it is also. That's what Rabbeinu Peretz says. How this works, I don't understand. But al kaponim, there's a Rosh and Beyer that says like this. The Rosh and Beyer says amoyredik izach. The Rosh and Beyer says that if you have a ner shel shemen, and I'm a stopik min hashemen, I take out some of the oil from the ner. So the Rosh says I'm chayv al smachabe. What's mechabe? So the Rosh says the kibuy is because now the ner does not burn as brilliant, as light, because I took out some of the shemen. So the Rosh says, Amor de Kizach, the ribuy ha-shemen, shebener, contributes to the koyach of the illumination. Before it's a 25 watt, now it's 50 watts. How it works, basically. But I'll quote him, that's what it is. So that's what the Tais Rabbeinu Peretz says. The Tais Rabbeinu Peretz says, shemen shel olo, Afila will say, Ein Shvach Eitzim Bepas, and the Sreif is coming from the Mashu and Nisrof, but there's a Chelik of the Shemen which as yet is not burning, but somehow it contributes to the illumination that the Ner gives out. So Memele, that's the Chiddish Layid Lakboyus and Ner. Let's go further in the Gemara. Beklaya Kerem. Minola, how do we know that Klaya Kerem is also Bano? Omar Cheskiya Omar Kro Pentikdash. Pentikdash Hamalei. L'shizmecha kamecha keloyim. Pentikdash. Now, what is the taich of Tikdash? Or this is a drash. So, Cheskiya said, Tikdash is Pentukadesh. If it will become Klaya Keren, you'll be mechuyiv to burn it. You can't have enough from it. It's Aymed L'Sreifa. So from here we see that Klai Kerem is also Bano. Rav Ashi Yomar, a different translation of Pen Tikdash, Pen Yiyah Kodesh. Pen Yiyah Kodesh. That Tikdash is a Lashon Kodesh. She just like Kodesh is also Bano, Klai Kerem is also also Bano. Freg de Gemore Ima Kodesh Teufes Es Domo V'Yoytze L'Chulun. So if the Pasuk is telling me that Klaya Kerem has the characteristics of Kodesh, so it should go all the way. So just like by Kodesh, the halacha is that it's Teifus as Domov, if you sell Kodesh, if you're Mechalul Kodesh, so the money, the Kedusha and the Hegdish transfers to the money. Ima Kodesh Teifus as Domov v'yoytze l'chulun. Av Klaya Keren, Teufis has Doma v'yaitze l'chulin. And we have a raya from the Mishnah that the Dmei Klaya Keren is not also Bano. It says in the Mishnah, Mochron v'kiddish b'dmei mikodesha. So we see that Klaya Keren is not Teufis has Doma. Elo machvarte k'dech Chizkiyah. So Mamela, the better pshat is, like Chizkiyah said, that Tikdash is a loshen tukat eish. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Av Klai Akerem, according to Rav Ashi, it should be Teufis as Domov. Aloma Tinam Vemas Nisen, Mochon Vekiddish Bedmeyim Mekodeshes. The Mishnah says that if he sold the Yisurei Ano, and he was Mekadish with the Dmei Yisurei Ano, she's married, because the Issa does not become transferred on the money. Alma ain't Yisrim as the Meim, so a raya not like Ravash. Zok the Gemara weiter, Sheir Haniskal Minayin. It says in the Mishnah Makadosh B'sher HaNiskol, B'sher HaNiskol is also Asa Bano. So the Gemara says, the Sanya, we learned in the Baraisa, Mimash Meshenema. The Pasuk says as follows, Sokel Yisokel Asher. You should be Sokel, you should stone the Sher. Then it says, V'lo Yeyochel As Psoroi, you shouldn't eat the meat. After the skila, you shouldn't eat the meat. And then it says, V'bal Asher Noki. And the owner of the Sher is Noki. That's what it says in the Pasuk. Mimash Meshenemar Sokel Yisokel Asher. So if you stone the shayr, say, I know already it's a nevela, and nevela asure bachila. Ma talmud loyma lo yeyochel es besorei. So this phrase, lo yeyochel es besorei, is meyuta. I know you're not allowed to eat it. Is magid locho, shim shochtoi la'achar shenigmar dinoi osor ba'achila. So this passage is coming to tell us a different halacha. That if you shechted it, that means it's a moira dikizach. We're cutting up the pasuk in half. We're saying shah pasuk is sokel yisokel asher. Yeah, and if you stone the shayr, so it's poshut. Hey, not allowed to eat it. Lo yeyochel as pesorei. Afilu you weren't cycle the shayr. You shechted the shayr before you were cycle it. So there was a ma'aser shechita. So I could think that the ma'aser shechita is matter the achilas habasa. So the pasuk is telling us, lo yochel es besorei, you shouldn't eat, even though you shechted it, did not make a ma'aser skila. It's also asa b'achila. Magid loch shim shochtoi la'achar shenigmar dinoi asa b'achila. Fine. Bahano minai. Now how do we know that sher hanisko is asa b'ano? Bal Hasher Noki. Bal Hasher Noki, my mashme, Shimon ben Zayma Oimer, Kaodam Shaima Lachaveiroi, Yotza Ploini, Noki Minachosa, Ve'enlei, Behem Hano Shel Klum. Noki means he's wiped out completely, he doesn't have anything left, any bilus left in the shirt. So Al Kaponim Hanegeelonu, the Mekoyer, that Asher Hanisko is Asa Bano, we learn that from the Pasuk, Ubal Asher Noki. What does Rashi say? Let's go to Rashi. Shuhu Neveila. Why did he lay Ochel as Besorai? I know it's a Neveila. Hoyel as Skolai. He made Skila. Uneveila kval la madam lay Seichel kol Neveila. So not Shasure Bachila. So why do I need a Pasuk to tell me that it's Asa Bachila? Magidim Shachtei, so Yochas Besoroi is coming to tell us, not Pashtei Deko, Vitarti Yashminen Ko, Yisokel Yisokel Asher, one thing is a mitzvah skila. Now you have to add two words. Ve'im Nishchat, if it was Geshachten, and you did not do what you were Mechuyiv to do, so then there's a din lo Yochel, the Shchita is not matter the boss. Ve'im Nishchat lo Yayoch. We see this is a very big doichik in Pashti Dekro, therefore the Gemara later wants to be choylik on this pshat. But Al Kaponim, this is how we're learning pshat now. Fine. Zok the Gemara. Mimai dahai lo yeyochel es besoroi. Like you're saying, the Moses says, how do you know to stick this in the pasuk? This is the hepech of Pashtei Dekro. I mean, Pashtei Dekro is Sokol Yisokol Yochelas Besorei, and you're telling me that Leiches is coming to tell us that if he not makes skila in Loi Sokloi V'Shachtoi, the Moses says this is a pshat, shver pshat. How do you know that that's pshat? I have a different, you have a problem though. It's poshut. Why does it to say? Maybe if he shechted it, it's takemuta. And that is pashtei dekro. Sokel yisokel asher v'lo yeyochel es psori. After skila, you're not allowed to eat it. Not after shchita, you're not allowed to eat it. You're saying something that deviates from pashtei dekro. V'ho lo yeyoch. So yeah. Vahala Yeochel, Echad is Sakla Miskalodos, and La Yachel is coming to tell us that after skila lo yayochel. So we had a problem. That's pashit. It's pashit. You're not allowed to eat it because it's pashit. You're not allowed to eat it because it's nevela. Uchter avabo. So the Mal says no. Could be. It's coming to tell us isarano. That means the lo yayochel is not coming to tell us isarachila. The lo yayochel is coming to tell us isarano. And Rav Abo said that wherever it says lo yayochel, the lo yayochel is inclusive. It's koilul achila and ano. Uch the Rav Abo omar abalosa. The omar Rav Abo omar abalosa. Kol mokim shenema lo yayochel lo yisoychel belo yisoychlu. Is echad iser achile ve echad iser hano at sheyipod lecha akosuv kederech shepod lecha benevela. Now let's just give a shtikel akdome to understand Rav Abo. Rav Abo is saying as follows. Rav Abo had a problem. The pasuk says lo yisoichlu kol nevela. Not lati the nevela. Then it says further. The gerah shebisherecha titnenu v'acholay mochel enochi can give it to a ger. Salatagoy. So the boy the Mirdike Kasha. What do you have to tell me Yates? You told him not allowed to eat it. First Aitzah I can give it again. I'm not eating it. You told me not to eat it, so I give it again. First Aitzah. I don't need a pasuk to be matter nesina legera mechir lako. So Rababo says, so from this we see a Mayodikazah. Loisoichel is inclusive. Loisoichel means Isarhano also. Loisoichel means Isarhano. And therefore, so the Torah said, so if I would have not continued and say that Nevela, the Loisoichel of Nevela is different from all other Loisoichels, I would assume that you're not allowed to give it to Gay, not to sell it to Goy, because Loisoichel includes Isarano. So therefore, the Torah wrote, Legeresh Abisharecha Tidene Vacholei Mochel Enochi, the Torah wrote here that this Loisoichel is only Isarachila. And Hano is Mutter. So Rav Abo learned from the Legera Shebi Shorecha, this is a Gilui, that without a Bazundere Heter Hano, Lo Yisoichel includes Isser Hano. Rabbi Kiveger has two Mahalchem how to understand this. Either Rabbi Kiveger wants to say that it's a Rai from the Posik, that Lo Yisoichel means Isser Achille, it means Isser Hano. If I need a heter ano, it's a raya that leisoichel means israno also. Well, then he wants to say maybe a mo'alam de shivot. He wants to say the gili is that leisoichel means hanoas achille. That what achille is also not mitzad the maisa achille. Achille is also mitzad hanoas achille. That's what the pasuk is coming to tell us. But al koponim, Rav Abo said that Loisoichel without a Gilui Akro includes Hano also. So Memele Achipoloch Akosum Kidar Shapoloch Abin Nevele. So the Gemara is saying Amar Adikizach. So Ibezoi, so we can say as follows. Let's learn the Posik Kipshutoi. So the Pasik is coming to tell us as follows. It said, Sokol Yisokol Asher. Fine. So now, without explaining further, I would know that it's Osa Bachila, because it's a Nevela. But knowing that it's Osa Bachila, it's only Osa Bachila, because a Nevela is only Osa Bachila. So it said, Aloye Ochel Besoroi, right after Sokol Yisokol Asher. So it wants to tell us that this nevela, a nevela of a sher hanisko, sher shenisko, is also a flubano. That's what the pasuk is coming to tell us. So then the pasuk flows, not the way you said, we're adding three words, we're saying, sokol yisoka, vim lo yisokloi, elo shochtoi, lo yochos plor. No, that's not pashtei dekro. Pashtei dekro is lo yochol sokol yisokol asher. And afterwards, La Yochel is Pesari. In this, La Yochel is coming to tell us that it's also Bano. That's the Gemara's Kasha. That's Rav Abo. Yeah, Achipod Lacha Kosuv Neshapod Lacha Benevela. So the Gemara says, no, Rav Abo will not help us over here. Hani Mili Heiched Anafklon Isar Achilem La Yochel. Hoche isa achila misokel yisokel nafke. Disal kedaitach lisa hanodach seiv nichtev kro lo yehene. So the Gemara says, no, this kasha is not a kasha. And the Gemara explains. The Gemara says as follows. That what Rav Abo said, that lo yisokel is inclusive, it means isa achila nisa hanod. Fine. But between you and me, let me ask you a kasha. Why did the Torah chap on a loshen lo yisokel? So the Torah wants to tell you, Al-Kaponim, Achila, also the Torah wants to ask her Achila, Anos Achila, which is perhaps the most Shechtik Anos, the most Choshev Anos. That's why the Torah mentioned Achila, but we say, according to Rav Abo, it's not only Achila, it's Anos also. Fine. That is, if the Pasuk is coming to tell us both, so I can understand that even though it's telling us both, but the Torah mentioned Ashchir Dikano, Achoshev Dikano, Achila. But, in this case, the Iser Achila, I know from, it's an Avela. I don't need a Pasuk Bechlal to tell me that it's also Bechila. So you're telling me the whole purpose of this Pasuk is to come to tell us that Asher HaNiskel is also Bahano. To tell me Asher HaNiskel is also Bahano, so why did the Torah write Lo Yisoichel, which I know already that it's also Bechila? The Torah should have written Lo Yehene. So here Rav Abo will not fit in. Rav Abo is only if the Pasuk is telling us both Yisurim, so then I could understand that the Torah was Taifas Aloshen Achila, but it means to include other Anos also. But if the Torah only means Anos, so the Torah should have spoken more clearly and should have said Lo Yehene. Agavuche, there's a murdike Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega, someone asked Rabbi Kivega a shayla. According to Rabbi Bo holds that the Isar Hano is derived from Loisoichel. I mean, Loisoichel derived Isar Hano. So, we know as follows. We know that the shir of Achila is Bekezayis. Tam Achila Bekezayis. So we have guidelines how to measure Achila. Achila is Bekezayis. Now we have Isurei Hano. How much Hano is a person supposed to have in order to be able to Isur of Isurei Hano? What are the measurements, what are the guidelines of Isurei Hano? That's a Manes Rabbi Kivega, according to Rav Abo. So the Shaila was, because since you learn out Isser Ano from Lo Yisoichel, so could be you have to have Ano from a Kezayis. Or maybe not. Maybe you have to have Ano that's worth a Shava Pluta. Someone asked Rabbi Kivega the Shaila. Rabbi Kivega said, I have a Raya from this Gemara. He says, if we will assume that according to Rav Abo, the Shir Ano is you have to have Ano from a Kezayis, so what is the Gemara saying over here? The Gemara says, that if it's only coming for Hano, it should have said Lo Yehene. No, if it would say Lo Yehene, I wouldn't know that here the Shir is Bekezayis. I would assume that the Shir is Beshove Prute. That's why it says Lo Yoichel. So you see from this Gemara, if it says Lo Yoichel, the Shir is also Beshove Prute. So therefore, the Gemara said, very good, so if the Shir is Beshove Prute, so why did the Torah say Lo Yoichel? So that's, let's see Rashi. Let us see Rashi, now we'll go further. Zuk Rashi. The Moor is saying, maybe the Lo Yoichel is coming to tell us that after Skila. Ula Osre Bano Osre. The Lo Yoichel Mashmi Surei Ano Kedravabo. The Minevele Loinavkilon Bo Yisra Ano. That what it's an Avele, I would not know that it's also Bano. Shanevele Porat Bo Akosav Heter Ano. Lohochi Ksiv Bididei Behedye Lo Yoichel. That's why the Torah, so als Nevela, I would not also Bechila, Mutabano. So that's why the Torah went and wrote the Ferish Lo Yeyochil, V'loi Porat Achov Heter, and here the Torah didn't say that it's Mutter. So here the Pasuk is coming to tell us that Asher HaNiskal is also Bano. U'bal Asher Noki, L'drosh Achino Ose, L'chatzi Koifer, U'demei Blodes, Kidla, come on, we'll see later what these two droshes are. Avabo said the Lo Yoichel means Isar Ano, Ache Yip, Yipoit Lacha Akosuv. Since by Nevela, after the Torah wrote Leisaychul Kol Nevela, the Torah had to be Mefaret, and what should you do with it? You're allowed to give it to a Ger, Lemishraya Ba'ano. Why do you have to tell me it's Mutta Ba'ano? I only know it's also Bachila, so I understand that it's Mutta Ba'ano. Shema Mino Leisaychul Isa'ano, who will be Psachim Pachin Allah, two for the Marsala, Kashis Naravabol. Now there's a man the Yomer and Psochim, which is Chaylik and Rababo. He says the Pasik is not coming to tell us that you're permitted to give it to a Ger. First night you're permitted to give it to a Ger. It's only Yosef Bachila. The Pasik is coming to tell us you're not permitted to sell it to a Ger Toishav. You're not permitted to give it to a Goy. So that's a dichoy on Rababo. So we're not curious to say it because this is not a libid Rababo. Like you're seeing the Mimilse the Rababo. The Avasvirelait Vom Kirsovam Davke, if we'll say that one is only permitted to give to a ger and sell to a goy, Suleimotze Yalef Minei Dechid Leif Poratata Litzot, the Haine Vela Lav Osser, Leheterano, Leshmin and Dechilufa Osser. It's coming to tell us it's not coming to tell us that it's also, that it's mutabana. It's coming to tell us that you're only permitted to give to a ger and sell to a ger. So now the Gemara said like this. The Ababo is not applicable over here. Hani mili deshmini nisa hano miloshen achila. The posuk is coming to tell us not allowed to eat it, not allowed to derive any hano. Since the Torah wants to aser achila, kolal kol hanois beloshen achila. So the Torah said achila plus the afinim in nevela. Osam dlayochel iser hano nami mashma. Avol hoche the iser achila mikrachin enough. But over here, that what a sheranisko is also bachila. I know already from a different pasuk. V'lai hutzrach ze ela lanom zlomali lafuki ano beloshen achila. So why did the Torah have to write iser hano with the word achila? Nichtav la yehene alavadi lachila guf itzrach la heichad ishachtein. That's one dichui on this kasha. And then the Gemara said, the Makshin held that if you shechted it, it's muta. And the Layochel is coming to tell us it's also bano. So the Gemara says no. Then it should have said lo yehen. Inami. Now the Gemara says another dichui on this kasha. Lo yeyochel, fine. Lo yeyochel is good. Es besorei lomali. We're talking about the boss. It should have said, soko yisoko lo sheu v'lo yeyochel. Why does it have to say these two words, es besorei? This is coming to tell us, afal gav deshochtei ke'ein boso oso. That means, shchite is the pula that brings about the transition from animal to meat, to food. That is, so es besorei is coming to tell us, that even though it went through a process of shchita, and now it became boso, afal pikein, there's a lot to eat it. So from here we learn out that shochte lachesh and nigmar dinoi is also bachila. What does Rashi say? Inami lichtav layeyocha v'lishteik. That's it. Es besori lomali, kein boso sheshochte. Period. Zok the Gemara weiter. Maskif lo mazuta. So the while we're learning pshat in the posik as follows. It's again with the posik does not flow, but the Gemara doesn't have any yetzer. The posik is saying sokel yisokel as asher. You should go and stone the sheir. And the leyochel as besorei is coming to tell us it's not a continuation of sokel yisokel. If you shechted it, so you're not allowed to eat the meat. So again, the Gemara did not like to say this pshat and posik because the flow of the posik is not mashma like that. So the Gemara is trying to say another pshat. Frag the Gemara zay, maskif lo mazut. Now, he says, I'll be a moide b'mitzvahs with you. I'll say that sometimes after shchita it is also, like you're saying, but I'll say sometimes after shchita it is mutter. And what does that mean? I'll say as follows. Ve'ema, hani mili heiche de bodak tzu. If a person was boidik a stone, v'shachat bo, and he shechted with the stone, the merzi kiskile, avoshachte besakin loy. So the Gemara is asking as follows. The Gemara had a problem. The flow of the pasuk is not mashma the way you're saying. The flow of the pasuk seems to say, sokel yisokel v'loyachalas besorei. After skila, you're not permitted to, after skila, you're not permitted to eat the pasuk. That's the pashtei dekla. You tell me means I shechted. If I didn't make skila and I shechted it, that's not pashtei dekla. So the Gemara held as follows. This is how the Tosfos Harosh has pshat the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara held as follows. Let us try to translate. There's skila and there's shchita, and lechayre in translation these are two eifanim of netilas neshama. You shech the behemoth, it's not living anymore. You stone the behemoth, it's also not living anymore. But lechayre, there are two different procedures. When you stone the behemoth, you're killing the behemoth. When you're shechting the behemoth, shechita is a tikkun to the behemoth. Shechita is one of the lamatas malachas and Shabbos. It's Yom Masakin. Shechita is a tikkun in the behemoth. You're making from an animal, you're making it fit for human consumption. So lechayre, there is a difference between skila and shechita. So the Gemara held, let us say, I don't know if this is emes the pshat, but let us just say for a half a minute, let's assume like this. Let us say there are two oifanim how to shecht a behemoth. There's one oifan to shecht it with a sharp knife, that's one, which is a very humane oifan. There's another way to shecht it with a stone. And perhaps it's more painful with a stone. The stone, you don't have the same sharpness on the stone that you have with a knife. I'm shechting it. I'll do the procedure of shechita with a stone. But could be this is a, let us say, a grade B shechita. So now the Gemara wants to say, so let us say, I want to go with the flow of the pasuk. Sokel yisokel asher. We're talking about sokel yisokel asher. That we're talking about stoning the sher. Even though he shechted it with a stone, but since this stone has characteristics of hariga, of skila, so this stone is not matter the behemoth. That means all the time that you could shecht a normal behemoth with a sakin, you could shecht a normal behemoth with a stone. There, to be matter the behemoth, any instrument is sufficient to be matter the behemoth. But maybe here the pasuk is telling us, sokel yisokel v'leyachos besori, that if you'll shecht it with a stone, it won't be mutter. Here, great bishchita will not be matter asher hanisko. That is what the Gemara wanted to be mitzadid. So the flow is good. The flow of the pasuk is sokel yisokel. And with a stone, afilo shchita is no good. Lo yachalas besori. So the Gemara says, so then the flow is good and everything is good. So come out, if you shechta with a knife, then it's muta b'achila, it's not an avela. But if you made a great b shchita, so that's what the pasuk is coming to memoramis us, that with a stone, lo yachalas besori, even though he made a shchita. So the Gemara says, Midi Sakin Be'erai Seksiv, he says, you tell me this grade A, this grade B. So the Tosfos HaRosh says as follows, if in the Pasuk would say Sakin, and I have a Ribui Kol Chveis, that not only a Sakin is good, a stone is also good. So if it would be like that, so then I would buy your shtick Torah. So the shchita with a stone, I learn half a maribuy. So it could be here, the pasuk is telling us that the shchita by Asher HaNiskel, a shchita of a stone will not help. It's a great shchita will not be matter Asher HaNiskel. But there's no such thing, there's no pasuk that tells me sakin yes, and stone also. They're all equal. There's no difference between a sakin and a stone. So memele, so therefore the whole shtick Torah doesn't make sense. That if you shecht it with a knife, it's muti. You shecht it with a stone, it's also, what's the chilek? A knife, a stone, there's no difference. For oi tanya, bakil shecht it, lechatchili yilat the shecht, bein betzul, bein beschuchis, bein bekreim, yishal kon. There's no grade A, grade B, shechit, everything is grade A. So memela, so tzichin not mistava to say that the pasuk is coming to tell us that a shechit with a stone will not be mata bachila. Weiter. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Just one second. Ve'im ani milash min kadef ele shachti yosa. When is shchita osa heche de bodek tzu v'shachet bo. This skila. This falls into the category of skila. The mevela lo motzi. Dofik. I can't learn out from the pasuk of the mevela with the lav and the mevela. Aber shchita sakin loy, it's not an avela, and it's not a shchita sakin. And this is what the pasuk is telling, sokel yisokel v'loyochel. The Mos says, midi sakin ksive beirais, eitzel shchita, kime dohochi, kishochti nami betzu, lav skilehi, ela shchita, vasaloch hakosu besore, vua din sakin. Yeah. So memele, that's that. So to gemara weiter, fine. Bahashta de nafkalon, isa achila, be isa hanot havayim lo yeyoch. Now the Gemara is asking this. According to Rav Abo, I can learn out from lo yeyoch alas besore. We're talking about a sokel yisokel, and it's a nevela, and this nevela is also bano, but I can learn, according to Rav Abo, I can learn out isa hanot from lo yeyoch. So I don't need a new limud v'sano. Tabai mele yeyochos, hai bal asher noki l'mayosom. So before we said bal asher noki, said is noki min achosom, that he can't have any anah from it. But now, we're learning God iser anah according to Rav Abo from le yeyochol. So what do we learn now from bal asher noki l'mayosom? So the Gemara says, l'anoas oiroi. Le yeyochol es besoroi. The pasuk is telling us that the meat is also bachila, also mano. Ubal Asher Noki is coming to tell us that the oil, the skin, the leather, is also also mano. Ubal Asher Noki. Sal kedai tachamin ele yochlas besorek si, besorek yosu boire muta, fakel. The pasuk only yasu, the bosa bachila mano. But the oil is completely muta. So that says the Baal Asher Noki, that Torah is also awesome. Lahanach tanoi de mafkilei hai baal, de dafkilei hai baal Asher Noki lachatzi koifu de mei blotis. There are tanoim that hold, that we learn from Baal Asher Noki to other limudim. One limud that we don't say, since a muud pays koifu sholem, so a tam, the first, Till the third time you should pay chatzi koifa. No, there's no such concept of chatzi koifa. Or there's another drash that just like a person, if through his akor he was mapul vlodes, he pays the mei vlodes, so I would think a shoyer should also pay the mei vlodes. So there are tanoim to learn now from this pasuk, ubal hasher noki, he does not have to pay chatzi koifa, does not have to pay the Mevelodis. Is Hanos Oire Minolahu. So how do they know, these Tanam, how do they know that the Oir is also Bano? You just told me Bala Shanoki is going to tell me that there is also Bano, but they learned Bala Shanoki means something else, that he's potted to pay. So how do they know that Oir is also Bano? May Es Besorei. It says, Le Yeyochel, she said, Le Yochel Besorei. es b'sorei, es ha-tochel l'psorei. So, b'layocha means hisach ha-no. And es comes to be ma'abada'oyer. Ve'idach, so b'zoi said, the Gemara says, if we can learn out the isar oyer from es, so why does he learn that from Baal Sharnoki? Vidach es loidore. She doesn't darsh in the es. Kedisanya zamachloik es tanoim if you darsh in es. Kedisanya shimin hamsuni. Va'omri lo nechemya hamsuni hayadirish kol esin shebetoy. That shimin or nechemya hamsuni, they said every es comes to be marbe something. It's coming, we could have lived without the S, and it says the S, so it's coming to be Mal. So this was Kola Teira Kula, every S he made a drosh. Kivin she gie la S Hashem alikecha tirish. When he came to S Hashem tira, tira pirish. When he came to this pasuk is speaking about Meire Shamayim. So to be Malbe, something equivalent to Meirei Shamayim, there can't be. There's nothing equivalent to Meirei Shamayim. So therefore, Pirish, so he said, from this Pasuk, up to the Devarim Vav already, from this Pasuk I see that you don't Tarshim from Es, you're not Marbe from Es, because you can't be Marbe anything equivalent to Meirei Shamayim. Amru loy talmidov Rebbe kol esin shederashto mata heyalayim. I mean, you saw this was a lifetime's work. All the esin that you were marbe, you made so many droshes and so many ribuyim. What's going to be with them? Amalehem kishem shekibalti schar al hadrishe tachibalti al aprishe. That means kolzman. I was under the impression that one should darshan from S. The S was written, was Shem Drash. So I darshan. And I had schar. That's a droshe kabul schar. I was under the impression that the S is coming with droshe, and I was miyageya myself to try to figure out what each S is coming to be marvel. But now that I see that I was wrong, so kachki balti al aprishin. Now, by saying I was wrong, because might I was wrong, my lifetime's career of dashing, yes, I say I'm wrong. So, being might that I'm wrong, is all now gets a schar for the prishin. Ad shebo Rabbi Kiva belimid es Hashem alekecha tira l'rabbeis talmidei chacham. Rabbi Kiva said, l'rabbeis talmidei chacham. So I once heard b'shem Rav Gifter Zechayne Lavroch, he said over from Sefer, the name of the Sefer is the Baal Takonas Ezra. He said over Amir de Kipshat, and I'd like to elaborate a little on what he said. Shimon Hamsuni felt he had to be marbe something from us. Right? That was his lifetime. That was, he was doing this Keseda. Then he realized that he came to this pasuk. This was a lifetime project, but he felt that he was wrong. So, I mean, there was an eitzah he could have thumped a little bit. I'm wrong, and he had charata from everything. Rabbi Kiva, when Rabbi Kiva saw this, the godless of Shimon HaMsuni, this is not a mortal. This is a moiridike koyach that a person could throw away his lifetime's project. This was years and years and years and work, and say, I was wrong. This is not a maisa basabadon. There's a moiridike mosho. There's a moiridike medrash. The medrash says, that Shimon ben Shetach was very poor. He once bought a chamor. And he bought a chamer, maybe it's a chamer, maybe it's to make some panos. He was very poor. He bought a chamer from an Arab, and they found on the chamer, they found a magulis. They found a pearl there, was stuck into it. So Talmidim were elated. Mamish, this is the Yeshua, finished. All your troubles and problems are taken care of. Shimon ben Shetach said, I bought a chamer, I didn't buy a magulis. Give it back to the Arab. The Arab was Nishtayman. So he said, Baruch Elikei Shimon Ben Shetach. That's what it says in the Medrash. Baruch Elikei Shimon Ben Shetach. So Rabbi Yeruchim says, Pshat, what does it say in this Medrash? He saw this was not an action of a Bosa Vadam. He saw the Koyach Elikei from what Shimon Ben Shetach was doing. He saw the Koyach Elikei in Shimon Ben Shetach. This is a godly person. The Koyach Elikei he saw in this Maisa of Shimon Ben Shetach. Elikim Imoch, they saw from Avram, they saw the Elikei Avram, from the actions of Avram, you could see the Elikim. So this is what Rabbi Kiva said. Rabbi Kiva said, if there could be such a person, that his whole life he was miyagei and zech gemutchit to be mevare, what each as is coming to be marve. And now he can say, I was wrong. So you see the koyach elikai in a Talmud Chochem. So then I'm rightful to say, es Hashem elikecha tir l'rabbis talmidei chachamim. Because a Talmud Chochem has in himself the koyach elikai, so he can take be marbe. Rabbi Kiva was marbe talmidei chachamim after this maise of Shimon Amsuni. Perhaps we could say one vote, Efshar, I think the Ian Yaakov says this, but we could be Mekash of this. It's brought down that, so, in Kainam Anachno, so Rabbi Kiva was Mechadish, that you are not taking away, when I say, Vumarbe, Amoyre Talmud Chochem, Ke Moyre Shemayim, we are not taking away from the Moira Shemayim by having a Yira from a Talmud Chochem. Fakert, the Yira of a Talmud Chochem is the Yira Shemayim, because in the Talmud Chochem, in his actions and all his anhagos, you have here the Kvoit Shemayim there, so being Mechabit him is being Mechabit, that's Asa Shemalekech Otira. There lies Moira Shemayim in the Moira of a Talmud Chochem. It's brought down that Rabbi Kiva was one of the Sarei Ruge Malchus. Now, there's a question that others ask. The reason the Sarei Ruge Malchus were killed was because it was a kapora and the mechira of Yosef. And each one was to be mechapar and a shevet. Rabbi Kiva originated from Gerim, so how did he come in? Why was he killed? So the Zemir de Kevot Rav Shamshin Astrapolya, he says, Pshat, the last pasuk in Parshas Bechukosai, it says, V'chol ma'isa boke betzoyin kele sheyave tachas hashobet hasiri yekoydish l'ashem. So he says, V'chol ma'isa is roshay tebis. V'yeidu kulam vovchof. Lama, that's v'chol. Maisa, lama meis akive shahoya roye, that's maisa, v'chol v'tzayim. Why was he, lama meis akive shahoya v'chol v'tzayim? Kaila shayavar tachas hashavet. So, how did he come in? Asire yiyah kodesh l'ashem, because kavyachad Rabbeinu Shalom was mishtatev in the mechira also, so memeila asire yiyah kodesh l'ashem. So the Ian Yaakov wants to say, and Yaakov Reveni also says this thing. He says it looked in the pasuk. Rabbi Kiva was the one that said that in a Talmud Chochem, as Hashem Elokecha Tir L'Rabbis Talmidei Chachomim, that the Meir Shemayim, the Kvoit Shemayim, can lay in a Talmud Chochem. So the Shaykh such a concept, Hasira Yir Kodesh L'Hashem, that this was a Kapor Kavyochel for the Ishtatvus in the Mechira. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi as follows. Lahan afteroi de mafkele lahayu balo sheo noki bo bekam lechatsi koifa, shimhor yasa odom noki mechatsi koifa, mavo gav demud mishalom koifa sholem, maimrine tam yishalom chatsi koifa, keichet de gabe nizokin mishalom chatsi nezik. Ledmei vlodeis, im nogav isha hora viyotri lode, ene mishalom mei vlodeis lebal, may shodam anay give misham kind of see one she onish as lay dorish le ribuye ki aitan she pirish meladavsha se hi holds like shimon amsuni and there's class in shabatay le ribuye it's coming to be marbe pirish she yore le rabbi shum dova Lashvoisai Lamoira Hamokin, till Rabbi Kiva said that we could be Marbet Tamidei Chachamim.